The AFL self-exclusion gambling tool on its website has been described as tokenistic by anti-gambling advocates. The ABC has confirmed that even when anti-gambling features are used on the website, such as selecting to have match odds hidden, gambling ads featuring odds are still shown on the website. The AFL has a partnership with Australia's largest online gambling operator, Sportsbet. Samantha Thomas is a gambling researcher and professor of public health at Deakin University here in Australia, and she joins me now. Samantha, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks for having me again.
You've had a look at this issue. What do you make of the AFL's opt-out gambling odds feature? Does it work? Is it effective?
Well, I think the main point to make is that when you have a company or an organisation like the AFL that not only takes gambling sponsorship and partners, has a major partner as a gambling company, but also takes a cut of the turnover of gambling on matches, it's completely wrong and absolutely absurd that they should be determining what controls are put in place to restrict people seeing gambling advertising and how they're implemented. So what we know is that this small feature perhaps is not doing as much as it can to protect people from seeing gambling advertising. But ultimately, the AFL should not be responsible for this. This is the responsibility of the government to make sure that they have good strategies and regulations in place to protect people from being exposed to gambling advertising.
Can you take me inside what the world looks like for people who might be addicted to something like sports betting? How easy is it for something to trigger people who have a significant addiction to gambling, things that they see online, triggers that they see or hear elsewhere? How sensitive can that be for people who really can find themselves in a lot of trouble with gambling?
Yeah, it's a fantastic question. And I think the thing that we have to put at the centre of this is that the thing that causes the harm in the first place are the tactics and the strategies of the gambling industry and its allies. So those are groups like the big sporting codes and the broadcasters who push and profit from what is essentially a harmful product. So we know that that pathway to gambling harm starts very early here in Australia. It starts with children being exposed to advertising in their everyday environments, everywhere they go. And the Murphy Inquiry, which was a big parliamentary inquiry that happened over 2 years ago, recommended that one of the things that we could do to break that pathway was actually to implement a complete tobacco-style ban on gambling advertising. We know that gambling industry harm has very, very serious and long-term consequences for people who are at risk of these predatory products. They are linked to some of our most pressing social issues, family violence, homelessness, and for some people, they will lose their lives to this addiction. And so one of the things that the Murphy Inquiry found was that actually we are not doing enough, and the government is not doing enough, to put good boundaries in place around this industry so that we can do as much as we possibly can from preventing the harm that the industry causes, which ultimately is in the quest for the profits of their shareholders and stakeholders.
In this case, an AFL spokesperson has said that its website was age-gated and gave visitors to the site and the app the ability to turn off betting odds with one simple click. Does that go far enough?
Absolutely not. And so one of the things that the Murphy Inquiry found, and remember, this inquiry talked to stakeholders, including public health experts, people with lived experience, but they also talked to the industry and the broadcasters and the sporting codes. And what the Murphy Inquiry found was that the industry and the broadcasters and the sporting code were what they described were lockstep with each other in trying to resist comprehensive reforms that actually would protect the public. And so what we see with this tinkering around the edges is that they are partial solutions, and partial solutions will never ever lead to the comprehensive changes that we need here in Australia to protect people from harm. You know, we know in our own research over the last decade that kids in particular particular have called very, very clearly on the government to do more to protect them from the tactics and strategies of the gambling industry. And it's curious to us that the government up until now seems to have placed more emphasis on protecting the profits of these harmful industries rather than protecting the well-being of our children. We know that over 70% of parents are at least somewhat concerned about gambling and the risk that it poses to young people, and over a quarter are extremely concerned about the risks of the gambling industry. So the Albanese government has a pretty clear mandate from the Australian community at the moment. What we now need to see them do is to be politically brave, stand up to these harmful and predatory industries, and do as much as they can to protect the future of young people in Australia from the gambling industry and their tactics.
What do you think of Labor's failure to fully pursue this issue despite the findings and recommendations from the late ALP Member of Parliament, Peter Murphy, and the unanimous support that her report attracted?
I think it's been pretty gutless. You know, when you have an issue where the evidence is so clear that it is creating such substantial harm, not only to our adults, but to our young people as well, you'd have to ask yourself what your values are in terms of who you're protecting and why. And so again, what we would like to see from the government is that actually they start to think about, you know, the things that they do value. And I think most of us value the future of our young people in Australia. And one of the things that the Albanese government can now do is to stand up for young people against the tactics of these predatory industries and to put in place the very meaningful reforms that the late Peter Murphy and her committee recommended in the Murphy Inquiry.
Samantha Thomas, thank you for your time on Breakfast this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Samantha Thomas there, gambling researcher and professor of public health at Deakin University, Australia. And a statement from the AFL. In a statement, the AFL has told the ABC that the site was age-gated and gave visitors to the site an app and ability to turn off betting odds with one simple click, as we've heard. The sponsored match previews are in the process of being included in the suite of products not shown via age-gating and or opt out of the app and website, and this will be completed shortly.
This is ABC Radio National.